A study on violence reveals that 51% of women in the Nome census area have experienced intimate partner violence, sexual violence, or both in their lifetimes. KNOM's Francesca Fenzi has more.
Andre Rosé leads the University of Alaska Anchorage Justice Center team that conducted the study, which was supported by Kawarik Wellness and the Bering Sea Women's Group. Rosé says the study is the first of its kind in the Bering Strait region, going beyond Nome to include 15 neighboring communities. And the numbers are staggering. More than half of the women surveyed say that they've experienced specific acts of violence, either sexual or physical, during their lifetime.
What's even more shocking is when you think about the fact that that is a conservative estimate.
Rosé says the study, which was conducted using randomly selected phone numbers, excludes certain demographics. The survey results only included women who speak English and have a permanent address. Questions were also designed to be behavior-specific, meaning women were asked about certain examples of violent behavior, but not all possible behaviors. Additionally, Rosé says the survey doesn't account for the number of times a woman may have experienced violence in her life, only that she has experienced it. Despite its limitations, the survey revealed that roughly 1 in 2 women in the region have experienced some form of violence in their lifetime, and 1 in 10 have experienced violence in the past year.
So I think the conclusion that we've reached is that the level of violence against women is really unacceptably high, and that is true throughout Alaska in every single region.
Panunga Pangawi is the director of Kawarik's Wellness Program. She says the new data gives service providers an unprecedented tool to track and potentially treat domestic violence issues in the region. However, she acknowledges that the numbers are not easy to hear, and she's prepared for a variety of responses from community members, not all of them positive.
Anger is a very natural reaction to numbers like this. Anger is a very natural reaction to the behaviors, but in the overall picture, when we're looking to change things, it's so important to steer that anger in the right direction and use it as energy to address issues.
Pangawi says her own reaction to the numbers is mixed. As a provider who works to promote wellness in the region, she says she's relieved to see concrete data on the issue. But as a person who has experienced some of the behaviors listed in the survey, she also feels for women who took the survey and responded yes.
I feel empathy. And I feel hurt for them. And also I feel relieved because many times people don't speak about the hurts that have happened to them. And so to be on the phone and to have someone survey you and to have someone say, yes, I believe you, I'm sorry these things happened to you. I feel like, to me, if I had been on the phone and somebody said that to me, I would feel relieved. It would feel good to know that somebody cared.
Moving forward, both Pangawi and Rosé hope the numbers will serve as a touchstone for more open discussion of the issue.
I really hope that the numbers can be helpful to raise awareness, not just in Nome, but throughout Alaska. And we hope that that will generate some discussion about our next steps and what should we do to lower these rates.
Both Kawarik Wellness and the University of Alaska Anchorage Justice Center intend to use the survey as a baseline for future data gathering, with a follow-up survey planned for 2020. In Nome, I'm Francesca Fenzi.